You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's Ma Dozen in the kitchen fixing dinner. Uh-oh, there's that flutterhead cousin Dozen just coming in the back door, all excited.
Oh, would you believe it, Ma? I just met the nicest man, and I owe it all to Does.
Now, cousin Dozen, I know Does is a wonderful new kind of soap, but how could it help you meet a man?
Well, this nice man saw me buying Does at the corner store and asked me why. And I said because Does does everything in the wash. Work shirts, towels, and rayons. Just everything.
Yes, go on.
Well, he smiled so sweet-like when I said Does would get his work shirts clean, too.
Did you tell him there's no hard scrubbing with Does? You know, you don't even need a bar soap anymore, because Does gets even Pa's grimiest overalls clean all by itself.
Oh, I told him that, and he started walking home with me.
He did?
Yes, he said any girl who knew how to get his towels white was a friend of his. Isn't that exciting?
Well, I hope you told him Does gets the streakiest towels, white's a cloud. I've never seen whiter washes.
Yes, I told him, and then he says to me, do you Does that pretty rayon blouse you're wearing?
Well, you told him, didn't you, that Does gives longer life to the delicate colors you wash?
Oh, yes, Ma. I felt just like a schoolgirl. I looked into his eyes and I said, oh, Does does everything. And he said, can it cook?
What did you say?
No. But I can.
Oh, that cousin does 'em. But you know, she's right about Does. It's the only leading wash day soap that combines so much safety for colors along with so much cleaning power for the tough dirt and unsurpassed whiteness for your towels. Try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. With every chance for a quick victory and getaway at hand, Molly's daughter-in-law has been suddenly confronted with a new maze of doubt. Or it is no longer Rosie who doesn't believe the story that Sammy's wife has been telling. It's Molly. And Molly, unlike Rosie, can act decisively now that her suspicions are aroused. Grace is on her way to the bank to cash the check Rosie finally gave her and to finish off the business that brought her to Lastonbury. But that business is once again in jeopardy, as we now see. Listen.
Rosalie, what's retaining you? What? Please, darling, are you getting me a cold compress?
In a minute,
Ma. In a minute? What is a minute? Look out, Sporty, please. I got a headache. I'm not well also, not go away. Go away. Lay down. Lay down or go outdoors. Come. Come outdoors. Come. Come on. Come outdoors. Come on. Come. Come in it. Spring in it. Come in it. Beautiful. Go. Rather with an animal. No, Rosalie, with a compress. No.
Just a minute, Ma.
Oh.
You're still beside yourself, Molly? Molly, please, sit down. Decompose yourself,
oh,
Molly.
Oh, David, I'm not feeling so well. How do you feel?
Hi, Molly. Also not so good.
So sit down, darling. Sit down, dear. Rosalind, new to compress, dear?
Maybe a headache powder, Molly?
After, maybe later.
All right, Molly. Now you can relax. You called the bank. You told the bank if Jay comes in, he should call you?
Yes, I did.
You told the bank not to cash the check without Rosalie's okay. So, okay.
Here, Mama, darling.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's so dripping with water. Why did you drip it like that? Turn it out
sorry,
a little bit.
Ma.
Oh, gimme. Gimme. Over here, my temple.
Here.
Lay it on my temple. Thank you.
All right?
Thank you, yes. Papa should be in the bank already, no?
No, Ma.
Call nevertheless.
Rosalie, did you endorse the check?
Uh-huh. What, uh-huh? Yes, uh-huh, or no, uh-huh?
Yes, Ma.
Yes, so if it's yes, you can say yes. Yes is also a little void. Why yes is yes? It's got to be uh-huh. In the movie, says uh-huh, uh-huh, a language. David, and if Rosalie did,
Well, huh? If she did, well, if yes.
No.
Then I don't know.
You don't know? So call the bank, Rosalie.
Call the bank, Rosalie.
David, I don't want the check cashed until I'll hear directly from my family. I want a letter backwards and forwards from Sammy. And from me to Sammy. I want to know, David. Now I want to know, when was Sammy and Grace married? I want to know exactly who married them, where they was married, and how they was married.
All right.
I want to know.
Ask her for a marriage license.
Rosalie, why are you standing? Oh, must be Papa. Let me. Nobody to the telephone. No. Only me,
it's
Ma.
Papa. Let
only
Mama.
Me.
Let
take
Mama.
The compress. Take the compress from me.
Yeah, all right.
Hello?
Hello? You called the bank, Molly?
Yes, Jake.
What is it? What happened?
Is Grace there yet?
No. What is it?
Jake, come home immediately. Come home. Take somebody's car and come home.
What is it? Something happened?
Come home.
But you didn't tell Papa to tell them not to cash the check.
So why didn't you tell me to tell them?
But
you were standing. Why didn't you tell
well,
me
I
to tell them?
I thought you were going to ask him, Mama.
So why didn't you tell me, you know?
All right.
So call back.
So call
he
back.
Must still be there.
He wouldn't be there if you told him to come immediately.
Try.
All right, Rosalie, you can try.
Hello? I want the bank, please.
The bank she wants. So say what bank? There's two banks.
I want the Lastonbury Bank.
Here, take the compress.
Thank you. David, suddenly I see two faces.
Where? Why?
She has two faces.
Grace?
Hello. Is Mr. Goldberg still there?
Yes. Well?
No.
Well?
They're looking.
Shh, David, they're looking.
They're
no?
Looking.
So how long does it take to look?
Hello?
Oh, you said Goldberg, G.O.?
Thank you. He
well,
was there.
I know that.
Well, he left already.
He was there, but he left, huh? He left
but
already.
They wouldn't cash it without Papa say so.
Maybe he said so already.
Well, maybe he said so already.
Sure.
So call again. Call again, see if the young lady's there with a check, a big check.
Wait for Papa, Ma. He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, David, every thought that Rosalie thought is clouding my brain. Every suspicion,
no, it
David.
It was all coincidental, Molly.
Coincidental. George and Grace came on the same day,
David. George was here a day before, Molly.
Oh, he was here a day before, but he was on the train and got off a station before when Grace came. Why did he get on the train and come off a station before? Why? Why did he do that? If he was on the train and if he didn't know Grace, why didn't he get off on Lastonbury Station where I was standing waiting for her? Why didn't he do that? No, he got off a station before so nobody should see him. What kind of a story did she told me? She came here and she told me immediately. 1 week she was here, my daughter-in-law. 1 week she told me a story. What kind of a story is that? That with her sister.
Mama, darling.
All right, Rosalie. It's a moving picture story, David, not a real story. A sister stole money. A sister stole money, and they want to put the sister in prison unless she can put back the money. I remember, David, that day we was talking about Rosalie's policy. On that same day we was talking about colleges. Rosalie said she wanted to go to Randall, and I said she's got money in the bank. She can go whichever college she wants to go. And she was calling up Lavelle. She was calling Lavelle, and she said she was going to go to Randall. That's when she knew it. That's when she knew it.
That's right.
Oh, she loves her sister, she says, like she loves her life. Oh, David, I want to go with you also. Step by step, I want to go with
Molly,
you.
Molly, all coincidental.
Is it coincidental that George calls every day? Is it coincidental that he comes here every day, David?
Coincidental. That's right, it's a coincidental.
Coincidental, or whichever one, before I know absolutely and surely, before I hear from Samuel, call the bank. Call the bank, please, Rosalie, call. Oh, is Papa coming up? Papa, open quickly.
Wow.
Oh, that's what we need now. That's all we need.
Seymour?
Yeah.
Come
How's
in.
Everybody?
Mrs. Goldberg has a headache, Seymour. Come back tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, did you ever take these? My sister Bertie, she can't live without them.
Call Rosalie. See if Grace
Oh, your daughter-in-law? Well, I just passed her on the road. They were looking at timetables. She going anyplace?
Looking at timetables?
Looking at timetables?
Seymour, are you sure?
Well, there's nothing wrong with my eyesight that I know of.
You said they.
Yeah.
Who was they, Seymour?
Your daughter-in-law and George.
Oh. Molly.
Well, is there something wrong?
Seymour, why didn't you come back tomorrow, huh?
Well, if you're in any difficulty, why can't I be of assistance?
Yeah, assist me, Seymour. Assist me, darling. Assist me with some cold water, Seymour. Cold water from the faucet.
Yes, and let it run. A long time let it run.
Oh, well,
Seymour.
Okay. But if your daughter-in-law is going away, I hope she was looking at the right timetable. You know, because they're changing the train schedules this week. They're cutting out two trains, and there's only going to be one bus.
Simma, let the water run, Simma.
Yeah, okay.
Let the water run, darling. Yeah, let it run long.
A long, long time.
If you're going to take one of my sister's headache pills, you'll have to lie down. You see, because it takes from 1 to 2 hours.
All right, Simma. Thank you. Let the water run. Let it run a long, very long
Mama,
time.
Mama, darling. My...
David, they were looking at timetables. They were looking at...
What is it?
Jake?
What happened?
Let me...
Will somebody tell me?
Let me by the telephone.
I think it's cold enough now.
Hello?
Hello, Mother?
Yes, Grace. Where are you?
I'm in the bank.
Oh, yes?
They want an okay on the check, and I called Father, and he's not in his office.
Well, maybe he was called them unexpectedly. We'll be back later.
But the bank closes at 3. What should I do?
Come home.
Can't you okay it, or Rosie?
No, Grace.
Well, what kind of America... I'm sorry, Mother.
Bye.
What's the matter? She missed the train?
No. She missed the bus.
And suddenly, Rosie sees that her mother has advanced far beyond mere suspicion to the most decisive and dangerous action. For Grace is now on a threshold of complete exposure. An exposure that will surprise Molly's wildest suspicions. You know, a listener wrote me that she likes everything about this program. And she says she thinks the Dozen family are fun, especially Dickie Dozen. Well, he is pretty cute. You know, yesterday Dickie said to me, "Gosh, Mr. Collier, we don't wash dishes anymore. We just give them their daily dozen." And Dickie's right. You know, friends, besides doing everything in your wash, Dozen really has everything for dishes, too. Yes, this new kind of soap makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Why, Dove leaves your hands soft and smooth. Yet you can't beat Dove for cutting tough grease. Dove does it in less than half a minute. You don't have to keep adding soap either, because those Dove suds stand up till the finish. You'll like Dove. It has everything for dishes. And remember, this is wartime. Don't waste Dove. All soaps contain vitally needed war materials. Always wash glasses, silverware, and cleanest dishes first. See to it every bit of Dove you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Grace has to face an unexpected enemy. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Dove, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.